Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great.
Thank you. Wonderful. Well, I'm in pieces since this last week, but I'm here. I'm laughing a lot because today's energy was so intense it blew up my computer, and I have a computer person down there trying to work on the computer while this show is going on, and it's right underneath me. So all I could say was, I just said, authorize my credit card for whatever you need, just don't go to Venezuela.
So you can hear your computer yelling, uncle, uncle.
Oh, please. Oh. So tonight's show, Touched by the Goddess, the Venus Transit. And we've had such an amazing couple of weeks. And for those of you that are actually listening tonight, God bless you that you even made it to be able to listen to the show. So, the Venus Transit was a blessed time that we experienced this week, and many of you felt the love showering down on you, and in between moments of angst and anger, and as we all experience the great paradox of love and angst. And I think our love is always a surprise, or our resistance to love is always a surprise to us. And of course, the great question is, why do we resist love? And, you know, part of that is our shame, of course. It's also our fear of loss. Or is there something deeper that tells us that we don't deserve that love? And I think that this is especially a love that always says yes. And as humans, we've been dealing with so much polarity and duality and lack of love and lack of acceptance. I mean, you know, it's the greatest struggle we have on this planet, coming from outside of Earth to Earth, where we feel totally connected to Source and to God, Goddess, all that is, and to the Goddess. And we come here in this amazing soup of polarity and duality. The first thing they do when we're born is we get spanked on the butt, you know. So let's talk about the energies a little bit. I don't know about the rest of you. I've got a couple of little excerpts here from Lisa Renee's newsletter for June. And because I've had such chaos tonight, I didn't have a lot of time to prepare this show. Trying to find a computer that worked was, you know, even anything I could write on. The recent dual eclipses, along with a Venus transit happening this first week in June, have surely been doing their job by shaking up the energetic environment and therefore shaking up the status quo. And I'm sure you feel the same way I do, Veronica. It's absolutely true. These energies are abrupt, sudden, and intense that are designed to really not rock the boat, to reveal what's hidden. So remaining as stable as possible and keeping an even keel will help serve to navigate through these choppy waters. Sorry for laughing. There is a sensation of great unease in the larger fields, and I have to say this, that's absolutely true. Have you encountered this, Veronica?
Unease? Yeah, I have.
In the larger fields.
Yes.
This is, and I talked to someone else, I have no idea who it was anymore because it all rolls together anymore, that was experiencing this same thing, that the disruption is not just here, but everywhere. And as the space between breaths right before a great cosmic sneeze, and yes, that's pretty much how it's felt. We know in ourselves something huge is coming, and there's a level of preparation getting ready for it. The past few weeks have presented many of us with a tremendous amount of tasks to complete and issues issues to resolve. Almost as if there's a deadline associated with these tasks, even if they appear mundane, there's a sense of a great meaning presently working behind the scenes. And a lot of coping with past issues, past relationships, past family dynamics. And Veronica, you've been right in the middle of that, haven't you?
Hugely, yes. And I did a great job. I didn't fall over once.
Well, and not only that, you were in very large circles of family.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said there were 100 people at each meeting.
Yeah.
Which,
yes.
I can't even imagine that many people in a family.
They weren't all family. There were family members that were holding. One was a big memorial, and one was a birthday anniversary thing. And I saw people that I hadn't seen for 30 years and 25 years. And,
oh, my.
I know. And some family members that haven't been too happy to see me for many years. Everybody seemed very warm, actually.
Beautiful.
Yeah. A few people avoided me, but that was okay. And otherwise, I felt loved, and I was loving, and I looked nice.
Good
I
for
wore
you.
Bright red floor-length skirt. Wasn't that smart?
Well, yeah, nobody could miss you, darling.
I wasn't hiding. But actually, I think the Venus transit, I think there was so much something. There's something about love in the air that was really, really harmonious with all of it.
Well, I think that's been the whole key for this last week, and I'm just going to finish this a couple of little things here. Past lives as our spiritual identity is attempting to drop the density away from being stored in the bodily memory. And I don't know about everybody else. I've been feeling an awful lot of this. I think a lot of people have been having very strange aches and pains and bizarre things that I had one person in the hospital. They could not identify, absolutely, actually more than one person, I've had about three, where they could not identify anything medically wrong. Many hidden or unaddressed issues creating imbalance in our energy field. Have reached a breaking point or are breaking through now, throwing our usual routine or schedule out the window. And I don't know about anybody else. My whole week was so bizarre, especially Monday. Monday was just cuckoo. I just kind of threw my hands up in the air. And you know I'm one of those focused people, and I always, my sessions are always full and everything's always taken care of. And Monday was just a zoo. I just said, I threw my hands in the air and said, fine, obviously I'm not running the show here. We need to conserve greater energy or direct greater energy in our life. This is so big. It's a time of spiritual initiation to apply greater wisdom in our actions and lifestyle. And this is the force that's applying pressure in our lives to make that appropriate change. And certainly you ran into that this week, Veronica. These changes are aligning the energy signature of personal vibration with respective timelines and resonant dimensional frequencies. I love this. In the upcoming end cycle of 2012, this is not the time to procrastinate as the consequences will be heated up after August. Mm-hmm. And if you've not responded to needed changes, this is the time to hunker down and just do it.
Uh-oh.
Many of us will be deeply transformed in our lives through this time and suddenly moved into different locations, residences, relationships, service work, or even forced into plain silence.
Oh, no.
You're right.
On the radio, that's not good.
No. It's a time of great inner and outer revelation of our life purpose and clarity with our existence to the whole. And also a time of life review. And this is so fascinating that we are not having to die this time to go through our life review, but actually doing it midstream. And it's like being born, literally being born again. life reviewing before this transition so that we can really look at everything that we've done and participated in, people we've been with, past relationships, so many things, children, you name it, families, you know, as in your case.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly, you've had to do a lot of review with all the family you've been with. I've found myself doing it in different ways. But I'm fascinated, and I'm sure you've noticed this, Veronica, because you're very much in touch with departed humans. But I've never had so many departed humans coming into sessions. And I had one who was so funny because he hasn't been gone that long, and he was telling the owner of this facility where they do wonderful metaphysical gatherings and so on, a beautiful facility of acres of flowers and things in Los Angeles. And he was saying, you need to fix the fence, and he's, you know, and this burner on one of the stoves. And the and I'm not used to that kind of dialogue during my sessions. It was just adorable. It was really, really cute. But he was concerned because he left, you know, and he kind of left her with a lot of uncompleted things that weren't complete. He wanted to make sure they were taken care of. It was just adorable. Lots of people this week going to sleep, like all of a sudden having to lay down and go to sleep. Some of them gone 2, 3, 4 hours.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've had any of that.
No, people I know have. It doesn't. I don't sleep too well anyway, so it hasn't hit me. But I wouldn't mind, you know.
No,
I always think I deserve a medal when I go to sleep all of a sudden.
Well,
but I know people keep telling me that they're just all of a sudden going to sleep for a couple hours.
Exactly. I mean, literally just check. And the other thing I have seen, and this is that a lot of people are bone tired. They've been doing so much work on the other side of the veil. And there's such a big push going on. I had one person in the hospital who is a collective, an amazing being, and the beings that came into the vessel, we talked to the collective. The vessel really does not participate. We talk to the vessel, but the vessel does not respond to us. Such an interesting. And as a collective, they are ancient ones. And, you know, they were really good about not letting me see who they were. I think a couple of weeks ago, and I went, oh, my God. And this woman can set a grid like nothing I've ever seen before. I bought this car, and she set a grid in the car, and I got in it. I don't drive it all the time because I get too high in it. I have to be careful. I mean, I literally get high. So I got a precious email from Wendy today, and she said, I just had to share with you the incredible, awesome energies of the Venus transit. Off the dang charts for me. Tuesday, I woke up feeling incredibly fantastic, and the energies during my meditation were so intense and loving. I was called to surround myself with my crystals and lifted off from there, and have been in that energy ever since. Interestingly, the sun has taken on different light quotients for me with the transit. The light is softer but brighter and definitely loving. I'm immediately pulled into a very loving space in the now moment when surrounded in this new light. I love that. So I want to address this with people. Please don't feel badly if you... This is not about doing this all perfectly, but if you had mixed angst and these loving feelings, it's really okay.
I have.
Have you just these kind of bubbles of can be anger, can be angst just coming up?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden feeling this incredible sense of being loving.
Yeah, yeah, it's really weird. And then I look at myself and go, well, you were just cranky as can be. I mean, what's that, you know?
Yeah, no, I've had a lot of people say that they've been really cranky and really embarrassed by it, you know, feeling really sad that they've been so cranky with the people that they love and basically nothing they can do about it. And I would say that here we go again. And I've talked about this before, but I think it's really profound. Many, many years ago, 1994, some friends brought a Lazarus tape to me, and it was something like allowing Lazarus's love. And I went upstairs and listened to it, and they were staying at my home, and I got angry. And I thought, what on earth, why, when I'm having an opportunity to experience Lazarus's love, am I getting angry? It absolutely made no sense to me then, of course. And, I mean, I, of course, came to understand it very quickly. But whenever the love comes in, this beautiful, total, unconditional love, it's going to bring up anger. And it's going to bring up angst. And I think it's fascinating for anybody who's ever really been loved, in a way that just felt so totally unconditional. We don't get much of that on this planet. It can come in a moment sometimes, but it's always interesting how resistant we can be, and the anger is, where has this been all along? Why did I have to go without this for so long? Why has this been missing in my life for so long? And it pushes, that kind of love will push all the resistance right up to the top. There's no other way, because when that, Lazarus always said it, if you loved yourself enough, everything, you could have everything and anything. Perfect health, beauty, being handsome for you men, great abundance, flow, joy, ease, if you loved yourself enough. And so I really feel that this is a distant memory of that, that it triggers actually a sense of shame that we haven't been able to love ourselves enough, that we not only haven't been able to love ourselves enough, but we haven't been loved enough. And it's that old shame thing every single time. It's the shame. You know, we talk about it all the time, that Earth is a shame-based race. And that's why working with shame is so important. It's not optional. It's part of the spiritual path. And if you don't work with it, you'll never be able to allow in as much love is available to you. And when you're able to receive it from outside of yourself, you're able to give it to yourself. There's also an issue of worthiness. Am I worthy of that kind of unconditional love? Again, it's the shame over here, but it's a sense of worthiness. It's amazing to me that as humans, we feel that we're so unlovable and we feel so flawed. The other thing with these energies was to crack us open just enough so that we could let in more love than we normally would. I always experience this during the intensive. Saturday is always great, and then Sunday I get blasted so that more can come through than what I anticipated. And it's happened, you know, enough times for me to be very conscious of it. Where Sunday morning I wake up and I think, I don't want to go. I do not want to go because something is going to happen. I'm going to get blasted, and I always do. Last Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I don't know about you, but Did you notice how different the energies were moving constantly? It was like a constant flow or flux.
Yes.
And one moment it would look or feel this way, and another moment it would look and feel this way. And it was so, it was the most surreal time. I mean, we've been through some big shifts on the planet in these last couple of years, but those 3 days were like, oh my God.
They're like, almost like bubbling.
Yes. The other thing is that the goddess always says yes. And I don't know how many people have really spent time with the goddess. And but I can tell you that Osiris did a return of the goddess. It was the opening of the goddess vortex back in, I believe, April of 1994. And, I mean, I changed my whole life to be there, literally. I knew it was that important. And they were full, and they called me back and figured a way to get one more chair in there in Los Angeles. And it was, for me, the most profound experience. It's not that the goddess ever really went away, but this goes way back to Ireland and, you know, to the taking away where the church started building churches over the sacred goddess sites. And there's a lot of sorrow attached to it, an awful lot of sorrow attached to it. And, you know, the American Indians talk about the goddess as Spider Woman, having created the entire universe. There's another piece to that, that the goddess also created God out of her love. I think that's an interesting piece. I won't comment on it, but I will make the statement, and it's something that Lazarus shared at the opening of that of the goddess vortex. And it took me some time. I had to spend some time with that. So Tuesday was really literally those energies showering down on us, that love. And somebody wrote a note. You've got it there, Veronica. I'm going to let the team address it rather than me.
Okay.
Also want to say that in preparation for tonight's show, her energies have been so strong here. And that's why I'm laughing about my computer blowing up. And also the images on the screen shattered. And I have one of these big, giant screens my son got me because I'm so blind. He didn't ever want to hear me complain that I couldn't see something again. And literally, there's a picture of Dr. John Mack on my screensaver, big one. And it literally shattered into pieces. It was just so fascinating to me. It's been a very interesting day, and for all of you, when you decide to work with the goddess and to spend time with the goddess, you will experience things that you cannot explain, and it's really beautiful, and we're in that space. We're still in the energy of that very strongly, and my sensing is that we're going to continue to have some of those feelings as long as we connect with it and don't let it pass us by. And Veronica, you have, what, two questions there?
Yes, let me see. It just takes me a minute to find them because you sent me one recently, didn't you?
Yes, and for any of you that want to send in questions, mm-hmm. I'm going to go into channel in a moment. You can email them to Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H, E-N-T, W-I-S-T-L-E So Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com.
And I'm here right now, ready for your questions.
Beautiful. All right. All right, everyone. Welcome. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you.
Wonderful to be with all of you this evening, or whenever you listen to this program. It will be in the archives if you decide you want to listen to it again, or if you listen to it later, many people do. We want to say a few things before we address the questions tonight. The channel is correct. She's been feeling the energy of the goddess in preparation for this show. And for all of you that are listening, those of you that have special requests, illnesses, sorrows, fears, challenges that you're dealing with right now, questions, tonight is a night that you can offer them up to the goddess. Offer them up to the goddess. And as we look at all of you, what we find interesting is a bit of reluctance to let go of them. Or let her in. And what we want you to understand when the channel says the goddess always says yes, she does. We would recommend to all of you now to develop a relationship with the goddess. Now, this is not like saying, oh, God, he's old hat. I want the goddess. There is a God. There is a goddess. And they love you more than you can imagine. More than you can imagine. You see, the difference with the goddess is you don't have as much anger. Abandonment, yes, because many of you felt the goddess was taken away from you or that she left you. These are very old feelings. We've talked many times about the way that your human consciousness is constructed. That on Earth you feel separate from God, Goddess, all that is, the infinite. And so it's more difficult for you because love feels outside of you instead of within you. Because you experience a sense of separation from that love. And then it's been played out on your planet as well as part of the human drama. But you don't have to be separate anymore. And as you're listening to your computers or iPods or however you're listening to this material, allow that love in. Allow it to permeate every cell. Every organ, every level of consciousness, and allow yourself to be loved. Don't let the negative ego get in there and convince you that you're not lovable, you're not enough, you're not worthy. We've told all of you many times that if you're listening to this show, if you're working with us, you've come in with very big plans, and that's not to say that others aren't also. Please don't misunderstand. A very big plan for what you're going to do here. And for once, you can lay it all down and just receive love. Just receive love. And tonight, if you are willing, tonight, as you go to sleep, you are welcome to call us in and to ask to experience the Goddess in whatever way is most appropriate during your dream time. To experience that love. Oh, yes, we love you, too. No question about it. But the love of the Goddess, that's different. The beauty, the wonder, the simplicity, the lack of condition, no condition, total, complete, unconditional love. Those words are bandied around an awful lot, but we ask that you allow them in tonight in a way that you never have. For many people, and we're aware of this, oh, she's going to see my flaws. No, she sees your beauty. As does God. Earth is not an easy place to be, people. We all know that. And you are loved more than any of you can actually accept at this timing. Oh, some of you can let pieces of it in. Hold the resonance for oh so long. And that's all right. If it pushes up all your resistance, which is what your angst and your anger are, your sorrow, all the lack of fairness about the way that you've been treated, about the way that life works, the injustices that you've seen, and many of you have experienced a great number of them yourself. And certainly your planet is experiencing it right now. A lot of sorrow on the planet, a lot of fear on the planet. And you are all the bridges. And if you can think of it as taking this love in, anchoring this love into the earth, into yourself, to become the lighthouses, the bridges, to transform, transmit this love, to be, as Lazar says, a lantern of the goddess, to allow her love to come through you to touch others. And your only job is to release your resistance. That's all. And your lack of worthiness. And all you have to do is put that down. Let go of the burden of less than, not good enough, flawed, shamed, wrong, broken, imperfect. This is one that I'm not perfect enough. Of course you are. You're a human. Part of your beauty is dealing with the polarity and duality, the very reason that you came to Earth. All right, Veronica, you have some questions.
Yes, I do. There's this question came all the way from Ireland. And this person is asking, he said, difficulties arise within myself when it comes to love. And this is after a wonderful session with you. He says, I can still fall into the trap of analyzing and being judgmental in relationship and friendship. And then this goes on to affect my emotional state. He's wondering if that has to, you know, have you got any advice on that or any suggestion on how he could move that?
All right, go back. And what is his actual problem?
He just says he's having difficulties still arising within myself when it comes to love. I still fall into the trap of analyzing, being judgmental in relationships and friendships, and it affects my emotional state.
Oh, yes. All right. All right, we know who this is. All right, well, for this lovely being, he is scheduled to do, as we recall, power retrieval. And as an Irishman, we did someone today whose family very anchored. This is the poster child for all of Ireland. So strong, the Irish on both sides. Amazing, amazing, amazing. We're always grateful to do people that have very strong lineage so that it has such a big impact. Ireland specifically, all right, there's been a lot of struggle in that country. This also is the heart of where the goddess was lost. Interesting that we would get this question tonight. All right. The judgment that you feel, the trap that you fall into, is as a result of not feeling enough yourself. And so you project it outside of yourself onto others. Now, does this make you bad and wrong? No. So many of you are carrying the impact of lineage. And this is why we've been talking about this for years. Many healers now are talking about, got to heal the lineage, got to heal. Yes, you have to heal the lineage. You all knew coming to Earth that being born into a human family, the lineage piece is a big one. Going back to the very beginning, this is the lifetime to heal it. For yourself, for your nationality, for the collective, for all of humanity. It's not a trap, dear one. It's a construct. And if you could hear the whispers and see the shadows of all those, all right, in your lineage, coming through mom and dad, imprinting all these emotional issues, all the history, all the struggle, all the loss, all the sorrow, and you don't even know where it comes from. Why do I feel inadequate? Why do I look at others and criticize? Why do I get caught in this trap? It's a human trap, dear one. Anchored and shored up, run away by lineage, yes, very much so. Mom and dad, grandparents, great-grandparents, and on and on and on and on. All the conflict, all the sorrow, the loss of power, and the shame, and the shame. You know, there's a lot of joking about the Irish people, and they love to drink. When the channel did the our request, she has to ask about parents, grandparents, and siblings of everyone first session. And the influence of that alcohol and all of the emotions that are suppressed. Oh, the Irish are a fun lot. They all love to drink. They love their beer and whatever. But they're also suppressing. So, dear one, we recommend that you begin the process that you were told by us that you need to complete to free yourself. Because you're a beautiful being. You're just carrying a lot of stuff from other family members and lineage, nationality, religion. Don't beat yourselves up. That's not going to help, please. The goal is to love yourself. And the more that's lifted out, the more you can love yourself. And in loving yourself, the more that you can receive. Because you're the one blocking all the good in your life. No one else is doing it to you. Even though in your dramas it may play out and look like it. But it isn't really. We thank you for your question, however. And I love to you. All right, you have another one.
Yes, is it too late to be blessed by Venus?
Oh, no.
Wonderful question.
No, it is a wonderful question. And again, if you're listening to the show tonight, we're going to work with all of you and facilitate as much as you are willing a special time with the Goddess. And it is our great honor and our joy to do so because we love all of you so much. And each one of you are a bridge and are here to make a tremendous difference. You may or may not do it out in the world, but you're doing it, we promise you. Every night when you go to bed, you're all working furiously, especially this year. And there will be more. You'll continue to work. It'll just look a little differently next year. There are many people yet waiting to know, to open, to understand. And you are all loved and honored so very much for all the work that you've done and the big commitment that all of you have had to be of service, which is why you came in this lifetime and why others stepped aside so that you could come. They all believed in you. We want you to understand this. Nobody from the other side of the veil is looking, oh, look at how flawed they are, look at what a mess. They're truly not. They're cheering you on, they're honoring you. They're loving you, and they're experiencing through you. And the Goddess, always says yes. Whenever you come to the Goddess, and we know people are going to say, well, how do I do that? By intention, especially right now. By intention. Go into meditation, sit with your crystals if you have them. Some people bring offerings and flowers and whatever. Beauty. Creating a sense of beauty, perhaps candles, whatever. Set the tone. You don't have to, but for some of you, it may feel better to do so. The Goddess does not judge whether or not you do this. What the Goddess sees, senses, and feels is the love and the openness and the willingness to receive love. This is not love you earn. This is not love that you earn. It can bring up some anger. And for those of you who have mother issues, be aware of this. This is the way you play the game on Earth. You project God onto Daddy and Goddess onto Mom. For those of you who have mommy issues, very important not to project that back onto the Goddess any more than you want to project your daddy issues onto God. And it can happen. Just be conscious of it. But that love, that beauty, call in your higher self. Ask your higher self to join you and your unseen friends, your soul and your spirit, your guides, if you know who they are. You're welcome to call us. We certainly will join you as we come to love and to honor the goddess and to receive the goddess's love. Our goal is for all of you to feel that love, to feel worthy of that love, to experience that love. Because we know that as you do, you'll be willing to receive more and willing to love yourselves more. And everybody wins then, including her. Veronica, you have more questions?
I don't really, but I was sort of thinking how it really is a quantum leap or a paradigm shift when we can embody that love on a mass level, isn't it? It's a huge change.
It is a huge change, but it begins with you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you receive that love? Can you be? And it's a wonderful question or an intent. I intend to be a lantern of the goddesses. Love, light, hope, healing, magic, miracles, power, compassion. This is something the channel says before every session in her own private time, prior to every session.
I find I resist the goddess still.
Okay. And you, all right, as we said earlier,
mm-hmm.
Your relationship with mother was difficult, wasn't it?
Very, yes.
And so the love of the feminine is fraught with judgment, with criticism.
Sometimes fear.
And
well,
fear.
It's all the same, yes.
Right. But reflected back in your life, Veronica,
mm-hmm.
through other women, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is the way that human consciousness works. And the more that you understand it, the easier it is to change it, to heal it, and to allow it to be different. All right, talk to us about the fear of the goddess. Do you fear the goddess?
I work to experience her, and I'm just really conscious that I keep it back. You understand? I can feel my...
Well, as soon as you said, I work to experience her, we know there's a problem. All right.
Capital W, right?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of armored up.
It is, and I'd like it not to be. I am, you know, in the mode.
All right. So when we say to you that the goddess always says yes,
mm-hmm.
that the goddess loves you unconditionally, what part of that equates to work?
None. I'm just fessing up to my experience.
Yes, and it's beautiful. We appreciate this because we think you're speaking for many people.
Good.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And through your sharing, we hope that they will be able to look at their own resistance to the goddess.
I guess it shows me how deep that, that trust issue goes, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, it's not only the issue with mom, it's also the wounding of the loss of the goddess.
Mm-hmm.
For many people, that loss was so great. And so sorrowful. If you go back to the time of the pagans, where everything was connected and tied together, and all the realms and the goddess and celebration and beauty and honoring of the feminine. And you have that turning point, right, where it all changed. And that loss and that sorrow and that grieving is still there for many people.
And that feeling of desertion.
Exactly, feeling deserted.
And unfortunately, we have to end, or else they're going to hook us off stage like they did last
Veronica,
week.
Veronica, talk about your show, please.
We're starting to talk to the dowsers. The dowsers are a variety of people that work with all kinds of healing energies, and they collect in Santa Cruz every now and then, and we're going to be introducing them in preparation for their July performance down there. And this is going to start next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on Paradigm Shifters. And at 7 o'clock on Thursday, we're going to be back talking about shifting these paradigms, including the feminine. So, thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Again, as we said earlier, we would love to work with all of you tonight. And the goddess. And for those of you that feel, a little more comfortable with us because you know us, or you feel you do, feel connected to the show or sessions or in whatever way. We are very happy to be a bridge to help bring you closer to receiving that love and the blessing and the beauty of the goddess. Our total, complete, unconditional love to each and every one of you, and to you, dear Veronica, thank you for volunteering tonight.
Thank you.
And until we speak with all of you again, now next week the channel will be traveling, so there won't be a show.
Okay.
All right. So we thought we'd tell everybody ahead of time. She's always so remiss at that.
Good work.
We love you all. We love you all. Namaste.
Okay.
Are we off the air?
No, we're still on.
Okay. All right, everyone. Good night. Love you all. I will be traveling next week. Actually, I'll be on a plane. So, but back the following week. And thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you, Veronica, for being here. Mm-hmm. And remember that a part of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a part of us is within you. We really are all one. Good night, everyone. Night, Ronnie.
Good night, Jack. Good night, everyone.